6:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So we are calling them tough roster decisions to be made. And if you look at the guys that are coming back, Laureano, Westberg, Kowser, O'Neal, and Sanchez, subject to come back. I said it before, I'm not a huge Sanchez guy. I'm not. You know, you decide you want to keep Maverick Hanley on the field. I'm all right with that as well. But this is one of the guys that's set to come back. I don't think they're really tough roster decisions, though. When Adley's able to play, Chadwick is probably gone. When Sanchez comes back, Hanley's gone. Am I right?
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, we have Laureano. When he comes back, you're going to probably say goodbye to, I'm thinking, well, they only have four outfielders now. So some of these infielder guys, no? Oh, the extra catcher position. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So
right now,
let's say for all intents and purposes, when Adley's ready to play, let's say Laureano takes Chomp off Chadwick Trump. Westberg probably in the infield, he's going to take Rivera. Kowser in the outfield, O'Neal and Sanchez. Kowser and O'Neal would be the tough decisions. Dylan Carlson to go down. Is he DFA'd or he has options, right? Yeah, he has options. They brought him up this year. Yeah, he's still on the option. And then what, Heston Kjerstad? Heston Kjerstad is going down?
I don't think so.
Then who goes down? Who gets DFA'd? Jorge Mateo?
I don't think
because he's playing in the outfield right now.
I don't think they could do that.
You don't think Kjerstad? Who? Then who?
I don't know.
That's the one tough decision. Who does O'Neal replace or Kowser? Which one of those? The second outfielder, who do they replace? First outfielder, no problem. They replace Dylan Carlson. But who does the second outfielder replace? I wouldn't be surprised if Jorge Mateo's DFA.
Wow.
Yeah. If you're not going to sit Heston Kjerstad down, I'd be honest. Okay, let me ask you this question, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
What would you rather see? Kjerstad go down or Jorge DFA?
Probably Kjerstad go down because that's temporary. I still don't think they can DFA Jorge because they're desperate right now. I mean, who's going to be in the outfield?
I know Kjerstad has options. Joe just told me I know he has options, but right at this point of the season, why are you sending him down? Let me explain something. Attention, Baltimore. Jorge Mateo is not in your future.
No.
He is not your future. Let your future, you're going nowhere this year. Why are you sending Kjerstad down to play Jorge Mateo? Why? You can afford to carry guys you like when you're winning, and he's a pinch runner, he comes in, he does that. Yeah, okay, keep him. But right now? No, man, let Kjerstad play. It makes no sense to keep him up.
Yeah.
You're definitely not going to DFA Ramon Urias.
No.
So the easy decisions are Rivera and Carlson.
I think now you just want to just see who's going to be playing here and see what they can do.
And it's not going to be Jorge Mateo.
It's not going to be Mateo, no.
It's not personal.
Yeah.
You're at a point right now where you got to do, okay, where are we next year? Who are we next year? What are we going to do next year?
Mm-hmm.
Mateo is not the answer. Is he the biggest problem on his team? No, I'm not saying that, Ed. But I'm also saying he's not the answer either. He's not part of the answer.
Definitely not. I mean, the problem is, I hate doing this already, but we're not going anywhere this season.
No, we're not.
They're just not. So it's they've dug too big a hole right now. So they're not going anywhere. So you got to look forward to next season, and you know it's who's going to be here next season? The young guys. That's who's going to be here for the next 5 years.
Going into the season, your number one goal is to win.
Yeah.
Especially where the Orioles were set up. Your number one goal was to get back to the postseason and beyond. In fact, around Baltimore, we were like, hey, we're going to the postseason. It's no matter what happens after that. Okay, so your number one goal was to get to the postseason. That's not going to happen, right?
No.
So now what's your goal?
Plan the future.
Exactly.
That's what you got to do.
And Mateo's not that.
No.
So when you talk about these tough decisions, again, you know, the first guy that comes back, you're probably going to get rid of Chadwick Trump. That's a roster spot.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
The second guy that comes back, if it's your catcher, if it's Sanchez, you know, that's Hanley. That part, the catching part, is no big deal. You know, the first position player after that that comes back is going to be Dylan Carlson. He's gone. The next one is going to be Emmanuel Rivera. Those two are easy, but you have one more player that you got to bring back. I don't think, I mean, how many pitchers are they carrying? You can't get rid of a pitcher.
You don't have any pitchers.
You're carrying 13. That's all you're going to carry. You're not carrying 12.
No.
Not this team.
No.
This team can't carry 12. I don't know too many teams that can, but this team definitely can.
No.
And I know that's tough for some Baltimoreans. We're getting rid of Jorge Mateo because he's such a fan favorite.
He is. And the Orioles must think highly of him because they keep him. I mean, they definitely see something that they like, and they keep him around. But I just,
he's a good guy. And he is. With the way the team was constructed before, he didn't hurt you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could carry a Jorge Mateo when you're winning. Or you could carry a Jorge Mateo when you're losing team with no real youngsters that you're trying to develop. You know, we've been there before in Baltimore. We were losing and we had no prospects.
Yes, right. Yes.
We've been there before. Yeah. That's not, you're losing, but you have some prospects. You got to play those prospects. I know you're going to cry. I know that.
I'll be upset.
That's your guy.
He is. I do. I like him a lot.
Okay, so
I really do. I feel like the guys that I really like are gonna be gone, like Cedric and Jorge, and just gonna be gone.
I'll miss Cedric
a lot. Yeah.
What on this team right now? What's Jorge Mateo's role?
Role player.
What's the role?
Exactly what he's doing now. I think he can play multiple positions. He's got great speed. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, doesn't have a bat.
Okay.
Unless it's April.
You said he can play multiple positions.
Yeah,
he plays multiple positions.
Yeah, he's good infield. I will take exception to that. He's a good infielder. He can't play. He looks lost in the outfield. Not lost, but he's not that good. I mean, that ball last night that, you know, ended up bouncing off the wall. Mullen would have had that. Yeah,
the one ball had a 41% chance of being a hit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the kind of geek. I look at this stuff. Yeah. What is that? 41% chance of being a hit. Cedric gets that. 41%.
He would. Yeah,
that
he
means
would.
It's, that's, yeah. That means it's what, 59% chance of being an out. Yeah. Cedric's gonna make that an out.
Yeah, and Cedric is an exception. He's a plus defender.
If the ball is in the air, he's a great outfielder. Mullins. The ball's on the ground, they're taking extra bases. They're taking, I'm just saying, man. Now, what did you say about Kerstetz?
Kerstetz, that one that he missed in the warning track, had a 95% catch probability.
Did it really?
95%.
So wow. He turned it out into a hit.
He did.
And they made it a hit.
Yeah.
Not good.
They're making a lot of these things hits. Get those numbers up.
I just don't think a young man could be primarily a DH.
No, I don't agree with that. At all.
I
agree with you. I don't agree with that. You can't have a young player just, you know, as a DH. No.
You got to be to be an everyday DH, you got to be Shohei.
Get me one Soto. Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. You got to be those guys who like, amongst the best hitters in the game.
He had his 20th last night, by the way.
He has 20 home runs and 10 stolen bases.
He is... I'm just going to say this right. He's going to be the greatest baseball player of all time. He keeps this up. It's like he is something, man. He just is. I was just thinking about him. But anyway.
He has 20 home runs and 11 stolen bases.
11 stolen bases already.
And you wonder why baseball had to sweep that gambling thing under the carpet. Baseball couldn't afford that. I was cheering for baseball. Hey, I don't know what you guys have to do. I said it on there. I don't know what you guys got to do, but you better make this one disappear. You can't let him go up in flames. Can you imagine? Shohei caught up in a gambling scandal?
No.
I was rooting for baseball to make that disappear. If ever I was rooting for something to disappear, that was it. Follow the sword, man. Follow the sword. Somebody. And he did.
He did.